السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق اللہ العظیم. اللہم صلی علی محمد النبی الامی وعلی آلہ وسلم تسلیما. مائی نوبل آڈینس, الحمدللہ, اے فیو ویکس اگو ایچ ون آف اس فیلٹ دیٹ وی ہیڈ اچیو سم تھنگ تھرو دی بلیسڈ منتھ آف رمضان. It is a concrete statement that each one of us felt that we had developed a special, a unique connection with our Creator. Indeed, this feeling, this connection that we developed in the month of Ramadan needs to be sustained. It should not be allowed to slip away. Because if that connection slips away, we slip away. When that connection is broken, that is a representation that we have drifted away from our Creator. We should know with certainty that we will start to collapse in every department of life. So it is imperative to understand what we obtained in the month of Ramadan and how we can sustain what we obtained in the months to come. The verse that I recited is a principal verse in relation to what we are going to discuss today. Allah Rabbul Izzat has made mention in Surah Shu'ara, Surah 26. Verse 88-89, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That there's a day to come where I will find myself and where you will find yourself. So no one can escape that day, alluding to the day of judgment, the day of qiyamah, the day of requital. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On that day, a person will not avail from his wealth, meaning his possessions, and he will not avail from his children, siblings, his brothers, his sisters. Banun indeed means children, but if we read the Qur'an from cover to cover, the message, the gist of the message is we will not benefit from any relationship. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except, the only thing that we will benefit from is the state of the heart, the condition of the heart. I have made mention in the past that there are two terms used for a heart when the people of tasawwuf, those that cultivate the heart and come up with different methods of how to cultivate the heart. The Sufiyin, when they speak about the heart, they use two terms. They say one is a qalb-e saleem and one is a qalb-e saqeem. Qalb-e saleem is a healthy heart, a pure heart. And qalb-e saqeem is a unhealthy heart, a sick heart, a mareed heart. So Allah Almighty says in the glorious Quran, the only thing that a person will benefit from is the state of the heart, the condition of the heart. Now a person may say, look, I can't dedicate this one heart purely to the Creator of Allah, to the Creator of this universe, to Allah Almighty. I will dedicate half of it for purity and half of it for my desire. So Allah replies to that notion, that concept in the glorious Quran. In Surah Ahzab, that is the 33rd surah of the glorious Quran, in verse number 4, Allah says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ Allah has not placed two hearts in a human body. There's only one heart. And as we all know, we only get one chance in life, because we only have one life. So in this one life, we have one chance to dedicate this one heart to whomever we want. It can be Allah. And if we do dedicate this heart to Allah, then it becomes Qalbi Saleem. But if we do not dedicate this heart purely, completely to Allah, then it is Qalbi Saqeem in proportion to that. Now normally what we see, basically what we see is that Muslims throughout the world, they do not give this heart completely to evil and vice, and they do not give this heart completely to Allah. They do not give this heart completely to Allah, and they do not give this heart completely to evil and vice. So there's a contamination. So there is a level of purity that is contaminated with impurity. And if we study the makeup of the heart and the function of the heart, we will come to realize, based upon the condition of the heart, we will react. We will commit to good deeds in proportion to the health of the heart, and we will commit to evil deeds in proportion to the health of the heart. So it is imperative that we take care of this heart. Physically, we do take care of this heart. We take care of the body. Each person is very mindful of the heart, the condition of the heart. There are many, many tests that we can go for to realize, to understand what is the condition of the heart. But let me tell you the test of the spiritual heart. So if a person wants to know what is the condition of the heart, physical heart, visible heart, he goes for a scan, he goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him, this is the condition of your heart. But if a person needs to know, without consulting with a doctor, what is the condition of the spiritual heart, it is very simple. Look at the actions. Look at the actions. Because the actions are a representation, a translation of what the heart is. So in the month of Ramadan, what happens? We find ourselves committing to good deeds. That means that we have given nutrition to the heart that has allowed the heart to pull from the valley of Saqim and allow it to come in the valley of Salim. That's it, nothing else. The heart becomes much purer, much healthier. So when the heart becomes healthier, what happens? The deeds become purer. They become healthier. There's a hadith that has been recorded by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. And when we find a hadith that has been recorded by both, the term used is muttafaqun alayh. So there's a hadith that is muttafaqun alayh, in which the Nabi of Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That in the human body there is a piece of flesh. In the human body there is a piece of flesh. When that piece of flesh is healthy, in a good state, إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, then the entire body becomes healthy. وَإِذَا فَصَدَتْ, and when that piece of flesh is corrupted, unhealthy, فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, then the entire body becomes unhealthy. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ, The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that that piece of flesh is the heart. So what do we deduce? What is the istinbat? What do we understand from this beautiful saying of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that based upon the condition of the heart, if the heart is sound, we will commit to good deeds. And if the heart is not sound, it is not healthy, then in proportion to the state of the heart, we will commit to evil. So in the month of Ramadan, this heart became healthy. There was no blockage. When there's blockage, the heart does not pump blood that is sufficient for the body, so a person collapses. So what happens is, a person wakes up at night, he fasts during the day, and then what happens? That these blockages open up, the spiritual blockages. So then the spiritual heart pumps blood throughout the entire body without any obstacle, without any hindrance, and a person feels spiritually alive. Immediately the month of Ramadan comes to an end, and we allow certain foods, spiritual foods, to make it into the soul that allow the spiritual heart to face blockages. That's what happens. It is a very simple understanding to how the heart, the spiritual heart functions. That's why the hadith that has been recorded by Imam Tirmizi on the strength of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, in the commentary of a verse from Surah Mutaffifin. Now Surah Mutaffifin is one of the last surahs of the glorious Quran. Surah 83, verse 14. Allah says, Kalla bal, rana ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Kalla bal, rana ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Nay. Now, kalla is used for zajr or tawbikh. Zajr, tawbikh. To scold at somebody. To make him aware of somebody. To express your disgust with somebody. Kalla. Bal rana. Indeed, there is a ran ala kulubihim on their hearts. There is ran on their hearts. What is ran? The impact, the athar of evil doing on their hearts. Ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. For which they used to do. Now, in this hadith that has been recorded by Imam Tirmizi, rahimahullah, it has been made mention that when a person commits a sin, as we have heard many a times, then there is a dot that is dotted on the heart. There is a dot, a black dot that is dotted on the heart. If the person repents, says, Ya Allah, ma farmade, Ya Allah, forgive me, pardon me, that dot is erased. And let's try to understand this dot in the time in which we are. It is a blockage. It is a blockage. So if we do not address that dot, we allow the arteries to be blocked. That will not allow the heart to function properly. So there's a dot. Now if a person does not repent, the Prophet of Allah, he says in this hadith, he commits another sin, then there's another dot, another blockage. Now what is the meaning of this? What's the connection of this? The Prophet of Allah says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if he repents, it is removed. But if he does not repent, the theme of the statement is that he will commit another sin. Because we know that if a person does not address the issue amplifies. It increases. That's why they say one good deed will attract a person to commit another good deed. And if a person has committed a sin and has not addressed it, the athar is that he will commit another sin. The very famous statement, how do we know that our dhuhr is accepted when we pray asr? How do we know our asr is accepted when we pray maghrib? One amal salih gives us the opportunity to engage in another amal salih. And one amal sayyi'ah, if we do not address it by repentance, it will compel us to commit another evil deed. So the Nabi of Allah says, if we do not address this dot, this blockage, we will take another nutrition, another unhealthy diet that will block another artery, another dot. And then what happens is that this person becomes oblivious to the state of his heart, and he keeps taking certain things that allow the entire function of the heart to become very weak, and all the arteries become blocked. And then the Prophet of Allah says, Ran, this is Ran. Now, I would like you to listen to the next verse. Allahu Akbar. Kalla bal Ran ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. This is verse number 14. Kalla innahum arrabbihim yawma idhilla mahjubun. Shiver down the spine. It should create a shiver down the spine, this ayat. Verse 15 indicates, straight after speaking about Ran, that those people that did not address this heart, they allowed the heart to reach the state of Ran, they will be deprived of placing their eyes on the countenance of Allah Almighty. Allah could need the exact kingdom. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ أَرَّبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. There will be a veil between them and Allah. Allah will not allow them, because they did not work on this heart. Working on this heart, there's a subtle hint in this, an ishara, a metaphor, a ishara in this, that if we work on this heart, we will be allowed to see. Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, rahimahumullah, from this ayat, ayat number 15, have deduced that a believer will be allowed to see Allah. Because Allah says in the glorious Quran, those that did not work upon the heart, in the previous foregoing verses of Surah Mutaffifun, Allah speaks about the fujjar, the sinners. The sinners. And then Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. These sinners, those sinners that did not address the condition of the heart, they allowed the heart to reach the state of Ran, they will be deprived of placing their eyes on the countenance of Allah. This ayat gives us an understanding that those that worked on the heart, inshallah us, will be allowed to place our eyes on the countenance of Allah. This is the understanding of Imam Shafi, Imam Malik rahimahumullah, under ayat number 15, surah 83. So it is imperative to have check and balance on the state of the heart. And how do we check and balance on the state of the heart? Sit down on a daily basis and see what this body is doing. There may be a very fertile land. In Punjab, where I studied in Pakistan, it is known as to be very fertile, the land. But if the farmers do not plow the ground, it becomes barren. It becomes hard. If the farmer does not take care of the land, it may be fertile, it will become barren, of no value. This heart is fertile. It needs to be worked upon. It needs to be plowed. It needs the seeds of Iman and Amal Salih. We need to experience the harvest. We need to experience the explosion. The month of Ramadan is that explosion. That's what happens. We give it so many seeds of good deeds that it explodes. Many people say that outside the month of Ramadan, I can't wake up for Fajr. He wakes up for Tahajjud. He says, I can't make dua. In the month of Ramadan, he cries in the dua. A person says, I can't pray Isha. And he's praying Taraweeh, 20 units. It is explosion of the heart. All these seeds that a person is putting in, the heart explodes. And this explosion is experienced by the entire body. The entire body immediately reacts. Every body part reacts by committing to a good deed. Why do we want to allow this feeling, this sensation to slip away? Why? Why do we want this sensation, this feeling to slip away? Let's sustain it. No person claims that he's not going to dot the heart with a black dot. It is going to happen. Even those people that know that they've got a poor heart, physical poor heart, they know that they shouldn't be eating samosas and pakoras and fried items and ghee and butter. But sometimes they slip. Sometimes they eat. The wife will say, "What are you doing?" "So, I'll go for a walk afterwards. I'll burn it." So even the doctor knows, even the doctor knows. He says, "What are you doing? This is your diet from now on. This is your diet from now on. Don't eat anything outside this diet, or you're going to worsen the condition of your heart." He says, "Okay, Dr. Saab." And he goes home, 1, 2, 3, 4 days, and then you see him slipping. So the wife says, "What are you doing?" So he goes for a walk. Now, basically, that is the behavior of 99% of the patients. There'll only be 1% of the patients that will stick to that entire diet. Now, let's take this format to deen. Allah says, "Don't do this." Allah says, "Don't do this." That's it. That's what you can eat. That's what you can give to the heart. There's only 1% that may apply that. They are known as the sulaha. They are known as the saliheen. They will stick to that diet. They are known as the pious, the righteous. But people like you and me will slip. But we have to go for that walk. Because if we don't go for the walk, we are not removing the athar that we created with our own hands. Bima kanu yaksibun. So go for the walk. What is that walk? Address the issue. Remove the blockage. Ask Allah to forgive. How simple is that? There's no rocket science to the functioning of the heart. I'm trying to make it so easy so you can understand from that perspective that is very well understood by us in normal life. Because keep in mind, what does Allah say in the glorious Quran? وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Surah 100, وَحُصِّلَ, verse 10, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. When a person dies, there is one body part that is captured, the spiritual body part that is captured. That box is taken away. So when a plane crashes, what do we call that box? The black box. Black box? That's taken. Black box is taken. That gives the information. What happened? That black box gives the information of what happened. How did this plane crash? What took place? This heart is that box. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says in the glorious Quran, جو سینوں میں ہے وہ باہر آ جائے گا. Whatever is in this heart, it will be brought forward. It will be captured. That's why when we study the Quran, you will find that on the day of judgment, the tongue will lie, the hands will lie. أَلْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Why is Allah saying that on that day there will be a stamp on the tongue on the hands, on the different parts, because Allah will give them the ability to speak whatever they want to speak. They will lie. Then they will be stamped. But this heart will not lie. Heart is that black box. It is captured. Whatever is in the heart will come out. No other body part has to be consulted. The heart is sufficient. But to set the affair, Allah will address the entire body. But that heart is good enough. That's why Surah Shu'ara, the opening verses that I recited, this is a topic in itself that we will discuss in detail next week as well. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The only thing that we will benefit from is a pure heart. Do not allow this heart to slip from that purity that we experience in the month of Ramadan to a level of impurity that Allah has declared as Ran. Because if that becomes the condition of the heart, then the very severe wa'id in Surah 83 verse 15 is that there will be a veil between us and our Creator, and we do not want to be amongst those people that will be deprived of seeing the Creator. Do we want to be amongst those people? So whenever we find that our amal is dropping, pick up the game. Amal is dropping, pick up the game. By repenting and doing something good. I found myself that I didn't wake up for Fajr. No excuses. I've slept late. The alarm did not go off. No. Check your iman. Check your amal. There's something that I'm doing wrong. I do not want to drop. I do not want to abandon, miss any injunction that is compulsory, that Allah has made compulsory. I do not want to displease my Allah. Straight away address the issue. Do not procrastinate. Do not prolong. And you will find that this heart will sustain a level of purity. And if you can work upon it further, or we can work upon it, we will experience that explosion as we experienced in the month of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma. Wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.